Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a difficult one, this. You've got Mary and Martha. These were the sisters whose brother Lazarus was raised from the dead. You'll all remember the episode. And here we have them, and there's a bit of a spat breaks out. I'm told sisters always argue. Is that? They do, don't they? Yeah. I said to Corinne, sisters always argue, don't they? And Corinne said, especially when there's a man involved. Then they argue here, you see. It's interesting as well, because you've got Martha who's, you know, doing all the stuff in the kitchen and getting everything ready. I don't know how many people she was catering for, but remember, we've just had the sending out of the 72, so perhaps she was doing dinner for 72, I don't know. I look back on the functioning of the community centre here at St Mark's over the years. The place where there's been most controversy is not church council or anything like that. It's the kitchen. It's always the kitchen, isn't it, where trouble breaks out in the kitchen. Someone goes in while someone's cooking and they're doing something, and why are you in here doing this? And kitchens are places of tension. And I understand that perfectly, because you have to do lots of things all at once. I could never cook, because you have to remember so many different things and balance things. And here's Martha. She's in the kitchen catering for everybody, doing it, rushing around and doing everything. And she has this kind of Gordon Ramsay moment. And you can understand her lashing out, you know, Jesus, sort out Mary. She's not pulling her weight. She's not doing enough. And this little episode has been used over the centuries to contrast this different approach to spirituality, one in which you do lots of things and you serve God by, you know, practically doing stuff, and the other one in which you might even lock yourself away for years and just pray and contemplative life. And this episode is used to sort of show the difference between the two, and it's almost used to say the contemplative life is better. This is not actually what the passage is about at all, but that's how it's often used. We know that just before, if you take a little passage out of Scripture, you can more or less justify anything. And you have to try and look at Scripture as a whole to try and get the proper truth rather than a portion of the truth. Just before this episode, of course, last week we had the parable of the Good Samaritan, didn't we? And the Samaritan, he was good because he physically did something. He picked up the man who was poorly, he put him on a donkey and he took him away and he looked after him and did all that kind of stuff. And Jesus said at the end of the passage, do you remember, go and do thou likewise. Go and do thou likewise. So we know that Jesus extols the importance of active service, of doing stuff. And if you criticize Martha too much, you end up with a church that does nothing. Where would we be if we all just sat on our bottoms, you know, didn't do anything? We wouldn't be able to do all the things that we do and achieve. So clearly Jesus is not saying that, you know, you can just sit back and leave it all to somebody else. And after this passage, very shortly in Luke's Gospel, we're going to have the teaching of the Lord's Prayer. So Jesus clearly thinks that prayer is important and listening. But what's going on here is something much deeper. And I started off the commentary by looking back at learning for women in this country. And we need to remind ourselves that it was not always thought important for women to learn. And in many cultures today, it's still not thought very important for women to study and learn. Women are considered to have a different kind of a role, often which is involved in being in the kitchen. This is just the fact of where we are. And I mentioned Oxford particularly just because that's, you know, an esteemed place of learning where women were not allowed to learn until recently. And if you think that, you know, it's only in the last 100 years that in this country we've taken women's learning seriously, then you can understand why 2,000 years ago Martha was wondering, what on earth was going on with Mary sitting being taught by Jesus while she was slaving in the kitchen. And that is what this passage is really all about. It's not the juxtaposition between the contemplative life and the life of service. It's Jesus once again getting a rubber and rubbing out social barriers and boundaries and rules that people had come to accept as the norm. Jesus here is validating the position of a woman who wanted to sit at his feet and learn and train to be a disciple. And this phrase, you know, she sat at his feet, we're told in Acts that the apostle Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel because he was training to be a rabbi, training to be a Jewish teacher. Here, Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet in exactly the same way because she wants to be a disciple of Jesus. She wants to learn, to be trained, to go out and do ministry. So try and see this in the radical way in which it was when it first occurred. Jesus is smashing social convention in the way that he did throughout his life. He just refused to be contained within the social restrictions of his day. He refused to take those barriers that were just handed down to him and accept them as norms. So that today, we talk about this often, but on the back of partnership, don't look, but on the back of partnership news is a piece about Synod reaffirming its commitment to women bishops. It just beggars belief, really, that 2,000 years after Jesus took these social conditions and ripped them up, that we're still left with a legacy of our own kind of inadequacy to understand women's ministry. And here Jesus in this episode validates Jesus' ministry. 2,000 years later, we're still struggling. We're still struggling to come to terms with what he did. And it's lamentable for the church, but there's also a challenge for each one of us. Because we have to say, you know, to what extent do we conform to rules, regulations, social convention, which is just handed down to us? And are we willing to listen afresh to the voice of Jesus when he does these kinds of things and challenges us? And one of them might be about women's ministry. You can take it through the whole of your thinking. You know, we're not simply meant to be clones of the generation before us. We're meant to, each one of us, come afresh to Christ's word and let it speak to us afresh and transform us. And if we did that a little bit more, then perhaps we wouldn't be struggling to understand how women's ministry could be validated. Because, how as a church have we got into this position? It's quite remarkable. But let's take this passage to heart. Let's encourage one another in service. And let's recognise Christ's calling of each one of us in different ways to serve him. Amen.